This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy or forward it if helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
Good morning. David mentioned it earlier, but dare I say it? There is only 5 weeks and 2 days until Christmas. Not that I'm counting. In the run-up to Christmas, we can sometimes be very focused on ourselves, preoccupied with our lists, shopping, jobs to do. But this morning, I'd really like to encourage us to think not about ourselves, but about compassion for others. Let's ask ourselves, what is God placing on our hearts, and what response will that require of us? So we're going to be talking about compassion. So what is compassion? Well, to me, compassion means to suffer with. It is an emotional response to sympathy, but it's not just a feeling. The feeling is combined with a desire to help, which causes us to take action. Because we have compassion, we want to take action, and we want to help that person who is suffering. What do you have compassion for? Where do you see a need? And are you making yourselves available to act in response? Now, there are many stories in the Bible where Jesus shows compassion to people. And this morning, I'd like to look at one that involves food, which is good because I really love food. And I'm sure the majority of you here too also like food. Good. So the story that I'm going to be looking at is in John chapter 6. And it will be starting at verse 5 and continuing through to verse 13. If you do not have a Bible on you and you would like one, if you put up your hand and the welcome team are coming by and they will give you a Bible so you can follow. If you don't possess a Bible and would like it, then please do keep it and take it home with you. So we're going to be looking at John. John is one of the four Gospels in the Bible, one of the biographies of Jesus. And to give some context to the passage that we're going to be looking at this morning, Jesus had been performing many miracles all over. And because of this, people were following him. They'd seen these things and they wanted to know more about him. The situation's getting intense. Jesus and his disciples have crossed the Sea of Galilee, and we know that from other accounts of this story, they did this deliberately. They wanted to get away from the crowds to get some rest and some quiet time. But unfortunately, this strategy didn't work, as the crowds managed to find them because they wanted to hear and see more of Jesus. In fact, this made the situation worse, as they had all the same pressures as they had before, but now they had to deal with a crowd in the middle of nowhere. So let's read from chapter 6, verse 5. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wage to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and just distributed it to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Now, all four of the gospel writers record this famous story, the feeding of the 5,000. In the account of this story in Mark's gospel, it says that Jesus was moved with compassion when he looked upon the people. Despite the obvious need that Jesus and his disciples had to get away from it all to rest, Jesus sees that there is a need and he does something about it. In verses 5 and 7, I'm really intrigued by the idea that Jesus tests Philip. Philip was from this area, so he would have understood the practicalities or the impracticalities of the idea of going to buy some bread from the shops. Now, sometimes we can be a little bit like Philip. We don't see what's going on, and we focus on the impracticalities of doing anything. But in this way, what Jesus was doing was inviting Philip to see God's plan for him and inviting Philip to be a part of something bigger than himself. God's attention is on all of us. He is constantly inviting us to be a part of something that is bigger than ourselves. And we just need to make ourselves available. Now, contrast Jesus' approach with the motives of the disciples. They wanted to send the people away. No problem. Out of sight, out of mind. They argued with Jesus about the cost of doing something about the lack of food. And I imagine that their discussion of the financial costs, half a year's wage, reflect their concerns about their emotional needs and their time constraints. But did Philip understand it? In verse 9, Andrew finally finds someone willing to help, a young boy. He had a small packed lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, the significance of the barley loaf in verse 9 is that it was a cheap kind of bread, indicating that the boy was probably from a poor family, that he didn't have much. Yet the boy was still willing to give what he had to Jesus, to help the people. And what I love about the boy in this story is that he didn't even question giving up his lunch. He saw a need and he trusted Jesus as he handed over the loaves and the fish to him. In verse 8 and 9, it says, another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among them? Sometimes we can think that we don't have much to offer. It can feel like we just don't have the resources or the influence to make a difference. But imagine if that boy's response would have been, hold on, Andrew, you're right. There isn't enough food here. This won't be any good. So I'm off home. See you later. The boy didn't have much. He was from a poor family, but he gave what he had and he let Jesus do the rest. So what are you moved with compassion for? What needs do you see? You may not have much, perhaps only the equivalent of a couple cheap loaves and 2 fish, like the small boy. But you do have something. So what do you have? What can you offer in order to see what Jesus can do with it? Compassion gives us an opportunity to express faith, take risks, and give or sacrifice something towards what God is doing around us. With that in mind, I'd like to invite Naomi and Susie to come forward. And they're going to share with us how they tried to respond to the needs that they see around them with compassion. So shall we give them a warm welcome? Or this side, it's on this side, yeah. So do you want to introduce yourself, say who you are, and then I'll ask you some questions.
Hi, I'm Susie.
How long have you been at the Vineyard for?
Tough question.
Many years.
A very lot. More than 10 years by now, yikes.
I'm Naomi and I've been here for about 8 years, I think.
Lovely. So just want to find out for you, both of you, what does compassion mean to you?
To me, compassion means wanting to make a difference for somebody, wanting to do something for them.
I think you've covered what I was going to say, but I think just a feeling of empathy for somebody or a group of people that are really struggling, and not just the feeling of it, but trying to do something about it.
Great. So particularly, how do you both demonstrate compassion and what motivates you?
I give blood, so that's something I do for people locally. And I sponsor children through the Compassion Project, Compassion International, which lifts families out of poverty through the local church. And I'm not sure if you can see, but this is a girl my family used to sponsor. She's left the project now because she's an adult, and that's her when we started, and that's her when we left the project. So, yeah, it makes a big difference.
Can you ask the question?
Yeah, so what? How do you demonstrate compassion and what motivates you, Naomi?
I try and demonstrate compassion just with friends and family and, you know, people I meet on a day-to-day basis. But one of the ways that we as a family try to demonstrate it is by providing supported lodgings to children, teenagers leaving care, and so kind of like fostering teenagers.
Okay, and what motivates you both to do this?
I say it feels like the right thing to do, but there's more to it than that. I felt, with the Compassion Project, I felt God moving me to do something to help my fellow people, especially the children. I felt this was something important, and it was something I could do, and I felt God saying, well, if you can do it, why are you not doing it? So I thought, okay, I shall do it. And I wasn't very sure about it to begin with, but as I went with it, I realized that God was supporting me in it and was blessing me through it, and he was making what I was giving, he was making it more. And that's a wonderful feeling to be part of that.
It's amazing. What about you, Naomi? What motivates you?
I think it's the desire to sort of make a difference, make the world a better place, try and change the world for somebody, because we can't do it all, but a little bit.
So compassion, is it easy? Does it just come natural to you? Or do you find some things difficult? And if so, what do you find difficult about compassion?
The hardest part I find is when someone doesn't actually want your help. Because that's really hard. You want to do something, you want to give something, but they're saying no. And that's the hard part, because you've just got to let go. You've just got to say, okay, you said no, I've got to step back. And so in that situation, I always pray, because even if I can't do something right now, God can always do something.
What do you find hard, Naomi?
Similar, actually, just particularly with the young people that come and live with us, just wanting to fix things, make their situation better. And often that's not the outcome that we get. And I think it can be very sort of emotionally draining when things don't turn out how we would have wished and hoped. And yeah, trying to remember that actually we're just a little part of their journey and it's in God's hands.
Okay, so a final question. What would you say to someone who was wanting to get involved in something that they felt compassion for?
Research is very important. Research is your friend. find people who are already doing it, either who are, you know, doing it with a charity or professionally, and talk to them, or talk to other people who are already involved in this project voluntarily. Talk to them about it. Ask them about, you know, the commitments involved. And don't be afraid to start small. It's always good to start small, because you don't really know how big a commitment it's going to be until you're doing it. So if you start small, you can then scale up. But if you overcommit at the beginning, scaling down gets very painful.
How about you? So what would you say to someone who's wanting to give it a go?
I'd say do it. But also, like Susie said, talk to people who have done the thing that you're feeling compassionate about, and ask them questions, just so you have more of an idea about what it might involve.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming and sharing. If you want to know any more about the things that Naomi and Susie do, then please do speak to them afterwards. They would love to share more about what they do and why they do it. So when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus saw a need, he had compassion, and then he acted. Naomi and Susie have shared how they see opportunities to express their faith, take risks and make sacrifices in order to respond to the needs that they see around them. Compassion gives us that opportunity to express our faith, to take those risks, and to give or sacrifice something towards what God is doing around us. I wonder what you have compassion for, whether you feel like you have compassion, where you might see a need, or whether you're aware of the needs around you. And do we make ourselves available to respond to what God is doing around us? Do you believe that God can use what little you have to accomplish great things? Because whether you believe it or not, he definitely can. God is not limited by what we are able to bring, but by our willingness to bring it. What we have in our hands may be little more than a few loaves and some fish, but when given over to God, it became so much more. When we're willing to give to God, it can become so much more. Compassion is key if we want to see the lives and situations around us change. So let's not be people that do nothing. Let's be available and let's be willing to act. Now this morning, I really would love us to have time to respond to what God is saying, but I really felt like this morning that God just wanted to release that compassion on us this morning. And during worship, I felt like God wanted to say to all us that he had a gift that he wanted to give us this morning. And are we willing to receive that gift? And are we willing to do something about that? So I would really like to invite us to stand up, if you are able. And I'd like to pray specifically for God to release that compassion on us. And if you're able, I'd encourage you to hold out your hands as an act of just receiving from God. And just have this time between you and God. No one else is watching. This is you and God. And I'm going to pray that he really does have an outpouring of his compassion. And then afterwards, we're going to have some time to continue to hear what God is saying and what God is doing this morning. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit. I thank you for what you are doing, and I ask for more of you. So I pray that right now you would release compassion on us. Come, Holy Spirit. Help us to see the lonely, see the brokenhearted. Help us to see the victimized, the abused, the hungry, the lost. More of your compassion, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We ask for more. Help us not to worry about what we can bring. Help us be willing to bring it. Because through you, great things can be accomplished and lives can be changed. So Lord, I just pray for more. Fill us more with that compassion. Help us to be hungry for it. And right now, I just pray that we would just receive your gift that you want to give us this morning.